This is episode 18 of season 4's Hidden Game. We have replaced one of the words in this episode. That word is a clue. Enjoy the show.
Thomas, are you can you hear us?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Thomas.
Hello.
All right. We're just gonna do it. If I have to apologize later, I will. But I hope you all know that this is all in good fun.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be fine. Everybody, pen, paper, ready to go?
Yep.
I have a pencil. That's acceptable.
That should work just fine. Use the pointy end.
Okay, good. I got to turn it around here. Sorry. Yeah.
Number two pencil.
Yeah, well, number three.
What's a number three?
I'm just being a smart ass.
It's one number three, number two.
Yeah, number three is not it's not regulation. I'm sorry. All right, so we'll just be playing with Thomas and Jackie tonight.
Hey honey, who's that dude who makes high clues? A game show rules that'll stump Doctor Who. The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find. With questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that captain, game show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants. Keeping them guessing in this three-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted like magic and handled till it's done. Flame broad like steak, discovered an A1 with the size of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, all and none of the above, to another episode of Captain Game Show. So normally I start with a joke, but let me start with a correction for this episode. Okay, so I'm on record as saying that the first all-female contestant episode was episode 156, A Glaring of Introverts. Because I thought that it was. I just, you know. But I was going back through the episodes, and the first all-female episode was actually episode 144, The Math is Silent. And that episode featured the members of my team at work at the time, who were, in fact, all women. So I want to apologize to Molly and Linda and Jackie, who were on that show. And I just assure you that I meant no disrespect. It's just that sometimes I forget to think of my coworkers as people.
Unacceptable.
That's me tonight, guest, Jackie.
That wasn't awkward at all.
Yeah, I know. When I wrote that, I didn't think you were going to be on the show. It just turned out that way.
You don't think much of me as it's a person, apparently.
Well, I mean, I do now. Only and sometimes. It's not all the time. Just sometimes, Anyway.
Hi.
Virginia.
Hello.
And Thomas.
Hello.
So tonight's episode of Captain Game Show will, as most episodes of Captain Game Show do, play out in the form of three rounds of trivia and or wordplay challenges and one round of intermission improv. The rounds will either be buzz in, which means I'll just ask the question or give the clue. And if you think you know the answer, say your name and I'll call on you. Or I'll just assign questions or clues to particular people. If someone gets their question wrong, I may or may not give the other players a chance to steal. It's never a guarantee, but I usually do. And unless I indicate that it's the kind of game where you can buzz in while I'm asking the question. Don't buzz in. Don't interrupt my question or my clue. I work really hard on writing these. All right. Does anyone have any questions before we begin?
Nope.
Groovy. Round one.
Round one.
I call this game Ne Es Revere.
Fight.
Yes.
I call it that because those are the words in reverse if you were to say them backwards. So usually I play this round with the titles of TV shows or movies, but tonight we're going to class up the joint a little. These are all going to be classic novels. I'll reverse the order of the letters in each title and pronounce it to the best of my ability. Important note, I will not change the order of the words. I will just reverse the order of the letters within each word. For example, if I said, Idaer Realp Eno, you would say, Ready Player One. I will tell you how many words are in each title. And if you still need help, and if no one gets it, you can buy a clue for half a point. If you need to buy a clue, namely the year in this case that the book was published, your prize, your points go down to 1/2 point. Also, I'm going to add a potential bonus for each of you. I know I said that we're doing books, and we are. But it just so happens that all but three of these books have also been adapted into films. So at the end of the round, buzz in and pick a book that has not been made into a film to get yourself an extra point. I have three of them. So if someone buzzes in and takes your answer, you gotta pick another one. All right. Does everyone understand the game? And what is expected of you?
Yes.
Yes.
Point for Virginia and Thomas. Jackie, you should speak up more.
We're gonna find out.
All right, so Jackie, I'll start with you.
Oh, great.
Yeah, again, these are all books. One word title. Devoleb.
Can you say that again? Mm-hmm.
Devoleb.
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 Dev. I'm sorry. Devoleb. Okay. Mm-hmm. Beloved.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thomas.
Yes.
Two words. Lamina Maraff.
say that again.
Lamina Maraff.
Animal Farm.
Yeah. Virginia.
Yes.
Four words. Et nous Osla Serir. Et nous Osla Serir.
The sun also rises.
Yeah. Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Three words. Et to swelb I. et to swelb I. Or seulb. Et seulb I. Give you 5 more seconds. You got anything? You want your hint?
Yes. Hint.
This book was published in 1970. I was supposed to read it in high school, but I don't think I ever did.
Can you say it one more time?
Mm-hmm. Et seulb I. Got anything?
No.
Virginia. Open the spiel. Virginia.
The bluest eye.
The bluest eye is correct.
Oh.
Hmm.
The eye was tricky. Thomas.
Yes.
3 words. Evarb when Dilro. Evarb when Dilro.
Brave New World.
Yes. Virginia, this is yours.
Yes.
3 words. No et daor.
On the road?
Yep. Jackie.
Uh-huh.
3 words.
Uh-huh.
A croak, calk, ignoro.
What?
3 words. Uh-huh. A croak, calk, ignoro. Second word,
oh.
Croak calk.
Croak calk.
Third word, ignoro.
Oh, Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
I was having a hard time differentiating where the word ended.
Understandable. Thomas, 2 words. Elbasivni Nam. First word, Elbasivni. Second word, Nam. Or Nam.
Don't know.
Elbasivni Nam. Do you want your hint?
Yes.
This book came out in 1952.
Jackie to steal.
I don't know.
Jackie.
Invisible Man?
Yeah. The racial one, not the horror story one. Virginia.
Yes.
Well, not the sci-fi horror story one. Three words.
Mm-hmm.
Et Esitlam Noklaf. Et Esitlam Noklaf.
The Maltese Falcon.
Yeah.
Falcon.
All right, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Five words.
Oh.
Yeah. Et nams up sya wala signier esiwit. First word. Et.
Mm-hmm.
Second word, namst op. Namst op. Third word, sya wala. Sya wala. Fourth word, signier. Last word, Let's go with Ekiwit. Or Esiwit.
Okay, can you say that one more time, please?
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Et Namts op sya wala signier ekiwit.
Oh, the postman rings twice?
Yeah. Postman always rings twice.
Postman always rings twice, yeah.
Good job.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. Thomas.
Yes.
Five words. rate, say, iru, nick, ta, dog. First word, rate. Second word, say. Third word, iru. Iru. Fourth word, nikta. Last word, dog.
Enter as were something god.
Jackie,
close. Jackie.
Their eyes were watching God.
That's it.
What?
Their eyes were watching God.
I haven't heard of most of these books, or some of these books.
Last one. Virginia.
Yes.
Four words. Ot lick a dribnik com.
To kill a mockingbird.
Yeah. Job. All right. So round two should be less painful.
Round two.
I call this game.
What? No Dura bonus.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, go for it. Thomas, I'm going to count that as you buzzing in. Give me one of the books that was not made into a film to date so far that I could find anyway.
The Bluest Eye?
Correct. The Bluest Eye was not a film yet. It was a play, though, not a film.
Jackie, I'll throw one out there.
Okay.
I'm going to say The Invisible Man.
Also and correct.
The other one, the horror, obviously.
Was. Yeah. Yes, the Ralph Ellison of Invisible Man has not been made into a movie yet.
Yeah.
And Virginia, there's one left. Do you want to try it?
I will say On the Road.
On the Road was a movie.
Oh.
I want to say it was like 2012 or something. Brave New World.
Huh.
Oh, really? I thought that had a movie.
Was not a movie. I think it was a show. I think they did it like as a show, but there was never a film. All right. Thanks, Thomas. I'm gonna give you another bonus point for reminding the teacher that you needed homework. Yeah. Okay. Round two. Alpha Beta.
Fight.
This is one of the rare games where I do not explain how to play. Players get no explanations and no examples before we start. But you don't really need any. It's basically just trivia. All you really need to know is that this game will be assigned. And most of the answers in this round will consist of two words. If it's only one word, I will let you know ahead of time. That's it. Just remember the name of the game is Alpha Beta.
Fight.
Started with Jackie last time, so I'm going to start with Thomas this time. This 1999 film won 5 of the 8 Oscars it was nominated for, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actor for Kevin Spacey.
I'm trying to think of 1999 movies.
The name of the game, Alpha Beta.
Fight.
Virginia the Steel.
Don't know.
Virginia.
American Beauty.
Yes. Virginia, this is yours.
Yes.
She played the love interest in The Mask, Night and Day, and There's Something About Mary.
Oh my God, I'm totally blanking on her name.
Jackie the Steel.
Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz is correct. Jackie.
Uh-huh.
This American songstress is also known as the Queen of Jazz and the First Lady of Song.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm. Thomas.
Yes.
Among his many legendary roles, he played Lex Luthor in the Superman films of the 80s.
I don't know.
Virginia DeSteel.
Virginia.
Gene Hackman.
Yeah. All right, Virginia, this is yours. Add boiling water to gelatin mix and stir until dissolved. Stir in cold water, then refrigerate for at least 4 hours or until the gelatin no longer sticks to your fingers.
Instant Jello?
That's correct. Jackie. Mm-hmm. Whether it resembles gravel, sand, or wood chips, to a feline with a full bladder, it's all the same.
Kitty litter.
Yeah. Thomas. I'm going to say, for the record, I don't decide which players get which questions.
Uh-huh.
These are lining up poorly for you, and I apologize. This one's yours. The only member of the original Monkees who would be the correct answer right now.
I don't know any of them.
Yeah. Anybody?
Oh my God, I'm kicking myself because I can't remember his name.
I got nothing.
Michael Nesmith.
Yeah.
Virginia.
Yes.
This actor is perhaps best known for his roles in Flatliners, The Three Musketeers, and Lake Placid. He may also be known for being confused with Nathan Lane.
Oliver Platt.
Yeah.
Really confused.
I could see it. Jackie.
Yeah.
This is probably the hardest one.
Yay.
Yeah. In Calculus.
All right, we're getting off to a great start.
This is a method of finding the derivative of a function that is the ratio of two differentiable functions. I pronounced that weird. In Calculus. This is a method of finding the derivative of a function that is the ratio of two differentiable functions.
Like a quadratic ratio or something? No.
No.
Can I dial a lifeline? Can I get Walter in here? He'll know.
No. Anyone to steal?
No idea.
No. Yeah.
Alpha beta usually gets hard around this part of the alphabet.
Like a quantum ratio or something?
It is the quotient rule.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Thomas.
Yes.
This is what you call it when someone laughs so hard that the contents of their mouth are forcibly expelled.
Spit. Take.
Yeah. Virginia.
Yes.
The fake last name that Frodo Baggins gives in The Prancing Pony where he meets Aragorn. Oh, this is one word, by the way.
I don't have the slightest clue.
Anybody?
Mm-mm.
No.
Underhill.
Mm.
Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Translate muy bien from Spanish into English.
Very well. Thank you.
Correct. Thomas.
Yes.
These modular precision knives and cutting instruments are a standard tool for artists and craftspeople.
Exacto.
Yeah. Virginia?
Yes.
Represented by two identical curved shapes of opposite colors, which, when fit together, form a circle.
Yin yang?
Yeah. Jackie, last one goes to you.
Okie dokie.
The largest, most populous city in Switzerland.
Zurich.
Yeah. Would you have known that if you didn't know it was a Z?
I guess we'll never know.
I appreciate your honesty. All right. Rounds one and two are done, which brings us to intermission improv. Tonight, you guys are going to be doing a haiku kung fu.
Test your might.
I'm going to ask my players to compose a 17-syllable poem of three lines, 5-7-5, typical haiku form. They don't have to turn it in right now. They have until the end of the episode. But they do need to make it about the topic that I am about to proclaim.
Okay.
Yeah. I want you guys to come up with a way to wish someone good luck in the form of a haiku. A little saying, a phrase, you know. But basically a way to wish someone good luck. I think that'll be nice. You can tell it to each other before you do round three. I'll give you a second to kind of work out a little bit before we get back to round three. Feel free to continue working on it while we do round three, if you are capable of multitasking and dividing your attention in such a way. I want to take this opportunity to look at my texts. All right, I can get back to all of them later. All right, round three.
Final round.
A relatively new game for the podcast, not completely new because I've done it once before. I call this game Love Songs.
Fight!
I like to think of this game as the spiritual sibling to Groot Sings the Hits. For that game, I sing the melody to some song, but I replace all of the lyrics with the words, I am Groot. In this game, I will recite the lyrics to a song, but with no melody at all. Just saying the lyrics to a song, you tell me what song it is. And to make it even easier for you, every song in this round will have the word love in the title. So for all you people who complain about Groot Sings the Hits, suck on this. this is going to be assigned. Any questions?
Nope.
All right.
No.
Virginia.
Yes.
Starting with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes, some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too.
Can you say it again?
Mm-hmm. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes, some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too.
I think I'm going to hate this as much as I am. I don't know.
Quick question. Do you want the artist or the song?
Just the song.
Oh, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Is it I Can't Help Falling in Love with You?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. Because a lot of these have been remade many times. So just the song title is fine.
It's very true.
Jackie, this one's yours.
Okay.
I've got to take a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. This mountain I must climb feels like a world upon my shoulders. Through the clouds, I see love shine, keeps me warm as life grows colder.
None of that sounds familiar.
Open a still.
Will you say it again?
Oh, Thomas.
Thomas.
Love Bites.
No. Good guess, but no. I'm going to repeat. I've got to take a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. This mountain I must climb feels like a world upon my shoulders. Through the clouds, I see love shine, keeps me warm as life grows colder.
I just got it.
Thomas. I already buzzed in, right?
You did. I'm gonna give Virginia a shot first. No, you said no, Virginia?
I don't know.
Thomas.
I want to know what love is.
Yeah.
You said it, I heard it in my head. I was like, oh Jesus. Wasn't expecting that.
All right, so Thomas, this is yours, right?
Yes.
Okay. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I will never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment we met, no doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry. I'd go black and blue. I'd go crawling down the avenue. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do.
I don't know.
Virginia.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
No.
Ah.
Can you say it again? Please.
Mm-hmm. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I'll never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met. No doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry. I'd go black and blue. I'd go crawling down the avenue. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do. Anybody? That is Adele, Make You Feel My Love. All right. I wish I could hook you guys up to like something that would like could read your brains as I do. Cause I'm separating the songs. Like Groot just takes all of the music and this just takes all of the words and like see which part of your brains light up.
I need to like know the song.
That's also true. That's fair point. All right, Virginia, back to you.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty good chance at this, I think. Bittersweet memories. That's all I am taking with me. So, goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know that I'm not what you need.
I will always love you.
Yeah. Jackie. Close your eyes, make a wish, and blow out the candlelight. For tonight is just your night. We're going to celebrate all through the night. Pour the wine, light the fire. Girl, your wish is my command. I submit to your demands. I will do anything, girl. You need only ask.
I'll make love to you.
That is correct.
The first line I had that song in my head. That's a great song.
Well, good.
Throwback.
Yeah. Thomas.
Yes.
Red hair with a curl, mellow roll for the flavor and the eyes for peeping. Can't keep away from the girl. These two sides of my brain need to have a meeting. Can't think of anything to do, yeah. My left brain knows that all my love is fleeting. She's just looking for something new. Yeah, said it once before, but it bears repeating.
I have no idea.
Will you say it again?
Yeah. It's so hard. It's so hard for me to say this without slipping into the rhythm of the song. I want to try it. Red hair with a curl. Mellow roll for the flavor and the eyes for peeping. Can't keep away from the girl. These two sides of my brain need to have a meeting. Can't think of anything to do. My left brain knows that all my love is fleeting. She's just looking for something new. Yeah. Said it once before, but it bears repeating.
God, I know that song.
And I don't know.
It's a great song.
I know. I know. And I can't. Oh my God, this is going to drive me nuts.
I would be very surprised if you did, if you haven't heard this one, Thomas. I think when they're singing it, it's hard. It might be hard to understand the lyrics. But you definitely, I would be very shocked if you didn't know the song.
Can you say it one more time?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Red hair with a curl. Mellow roll for the flavor and the eyes for peeping. Can't keep away from the girl. These two sides of my brain need to have a meeting. Can't think of anything to do. Yeah. My left brain knows that all my love is fleeting. She's just looking for something new. Yeah. Said it once before, but it bears repeating.
I know that song.
My left brain knows that all my love is fleeting. She's looking for something new. Yeah. I said it once before, but it bears repeating now.
Oh yeah, fell in love with a girl.
Fell in love with a girl.
Yeah.
Was that gonna be your guess, Virginia?
It was not, so I'm glad you saved me from it.
All right, Virginia, this is yours.
Okay.
Gonna be a penthouse popper, gonna be a millionaire, gonna be a real fast talker, and have me a love affair. Got to get my timing right. It's a test that I got to pass. I'll chase you all the way to the stairway. Honey, kiss your sassafras.
I don't think I know this.
You do. Open the steel.
Can you repeat?
Mm-hmm. Gonna be a penthouse popper. Gonna be a millionaire, gonna be a real fast talker, and have me a love affair. Gotta get my timing right. It's a test that I got to pass. I'll chase you all the way to the stairway. Honey, kiss your sassafras.
Yeah, I recognize that.
Three seconds. Kiss your sassafras, loving an elevator, living it up, but I'm going down.
Yep.
Man,
that's tough.
All right, I think you're gonna be all right on this one. Jackie, this is yours.
Okay.
Hop in my Chrysler. It's as big as a whale and it's about to set sail. I got me a car. It seats about 20. So come on and bring your jukebox money.
Love Shack.
I was all ready for you to serenade me again.
Rusted.
Thomas. Now, let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Pack a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex.
Jackie Steele.
Is that familiar at all?
No.
Well, now I'm just baffled as to what music you listen to.
I don't listen to that much music.
Oh, well. Then I apologize for this round. Jackie.
Okay.
California love.
Yeah. All right, Virginia.
Yes.
You don't need money, don't take fame, don't need no credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden and it's cruel sometimes, but it might just save your life.
The power of love.
Yeah. Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
You love her, but she loves him, and he loves somebody else. You just can't win. And so it goes till the day you die. This thing they call love, it's gonna make you cry.
It's a, what is it? Love stinks.
Yes, love stinks, correct.
I'm like hearing Adam Sandler sing it in my head from Wedding Singer. Yep. Yeah.
Yep, that's what I'm imagining as well. Thomas, last one. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I've never found anyone who fulfilled my needs, a lonely place to be, and so I learned to depend on me.
No idea.
You want to repeat or you don't?
I don't know.
All right, open
this. Will you say it again? Mm-hmm.
Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I've never found anyone to fulfill my needs, a lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
No.
Vaguely familiar, but I don't think I'd be able to get it.
Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my need. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Ironic. Because the greatest love of all is happening. All right. Greatest love of all.
Yeah, what's the name of that?
The greatest love of all, Whitney Houston.
Was it just me or did anybody else think that it had the same tone as I Believe the Children Are Our Future?
Same song. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Wait, is Get that the song? Sense.
It is. That's the first verse.
That's the why it sounded so familiar.
Yeah. The children of the future is the first verse, which I thought that would be too obvious. But I guess we'll never know. All right.
Wouldn't have gotten that because I thought they were two separate songs.
What did you know?
I appreciated the name? Jackie, your lighter moment. That was very nice.
I thought it was warm. John deserved it. That was a great.
Yeah. Oh wait, did you have a lighter up?
Damn it. Well, her cell phone.
On.
Did you? Yeah, I wasn't looking at my screen. Oh. Anyway, I was in the zone. I was.
Had me wave in the crowd.
I was feeling it. Okay. That is it for the prescribed pre-written questions. So we're going to circle back to the intermission improv and see what haikus the three of you have written as a way to wish someone good luck. 17 syllables of encouragement and or inspiration. Thomas, What do you got?
May you find fortune and happiness all along your next adventure.
Nice. I like the all along. I like that as a path. Virginia.
I'm kind of like in a hippie mood, I guess, because I went with, here's some positive vibes you can keep with you always. Have a groovy time. Okay. I'm going to start telling people to have a groovy time just in my everyday life.
Have a groovy time. Here's some positive vibes. I like you like giving them positive vibes, like pocket lint. Oh, yeah, here's a little something. All right, Jackie.
So, okay. May the wind never blow up your life like it blows comb overs.
Wait, what? Say again.
May the wind never blow up your life like it blows comb overs. You know.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Total. Pretty high scoring game. All right. Final scores. Virginia, 17 points.
Yay.
Jackie, 19 points. Thomas, 14 points. Jackie, congratulations. You did a lot of stealing.
Yay, Jackie.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. All right. Jackie, this is the part of the show where you are now free to pitch, plug, and or promote whatever you like on the show.
Okay. The holiday season. So I'll just say once again, I don't consider Die Hard a Christmas film.
Oh. Anti-promotion, bold stance.
Never changed my mind.
Virginia.
These days you can mostly find me around Twitter at Virginia in Texas. The end.
Thomas.
That was just a note about Twitter. The end.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
No, I really wasn't. I'm still just being smart ass.
Okay. Well, you stay groovy. Thomas.
You can find me on Twitter and other places at O4Mouse, O-H-F-O-U-R Mouse. I draw furry art and comics and animations and things.
By sheer coincidence, both Thomas and Virginia on Twitter and in Texas. And
that's because we're awesome.
Mm-hmm. What are the odds?
I hear there's quite a few people in Texas.
Yeah.
More, there's a few. More even than in Zurich. As for me, you can find other episodes of Captain Game Show wherever you found this episode of Captain Game Show. I am also on Twitter, usually. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Captain Game Show. You know what? You can even send me an email, CaptainGameShow@gmail.com.
Do you check your email?
Sure. It might take a minute, but I'll check it. I suspect anyone listening to this show probably has my personal information anyway, because, you know. it's the approximately, you know, 24 people who have been on the show, the people listening. That's not true. I'm sorry. I don't mean to disrespect the fans who I've never met. May the wind not blow your hairpiece. Quick reminder, we are closing out the season. I am rushing to try to get all of the episodes of this season done so the Hidden Game can be completed within the calendar year of 2022. We'll see how it goes.
We believe in you, John.
Yeah, that necessitates me putting out a show a week, which, you know, used to be just how I did it. Before the end times came and went. So we'll see if I get, I got 3 weeks. I just got to write a couple episodes. I spit this one out in a couple of hours. I had Jack, but fortitude and a can-do attitude. It's all you need to create Captain Game Show, and that's all you need to win it. Damn it. Amen. I can't amen myself. That's a rule nobody ever tells you. You can't say the thing and then say amen. Somebody else has got to do it.
Amen.
Thank you. Another point to Jackie. She's picking up what I'm throwing down. 20 okay. points.
The wind will never blow you over like a comb over.
Yes.
The one round.
That's why I shave my head. All right. Wrapping it up. Closing the curtains. Calling it a day. Turning off the mic. Shutting the windows, turning off the grill, and putting the cat out for the night. Because you have come to the end of this episode of Captain Game Show. Catch you next time. Peace, chicken grease, and hoopy fruits.
After credit bonus scene.
Virginia asked me if she wins by default if no one else logged on. I told her I was thinking about it. But it also wouldn't really count as an episode. So, I mean, sure, you can
just
say you won.
Just shoot my dreams down.
I'm just saying, you can say that you won, but also it won't, like, it won't exist in the real world.
It will exist to me, and that's what's important.
That's what I'm saying. You should take that, take that victory and run with it.
After credit bonus scene.
All right, I'm going to give him 5 more minutes, and then he's going to be replaced. Possibly.
Who are we waiting for?
Someone.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
It's like it's your first day. I never tell you who you're playing. And I recognize that it really doesn't matter, but it's a tradition that I foster, and I'd like to adhere to it.
After credit bonus scene.
Rounds 1 and 2 are in the can, in the proverbial can. Not that can, the like a movie can. Rounds 1 and 2 are done.
After credit bonus scene.
Peace, chicken grease, and hoopy fruits.
Groovy, man.
What was that?
That was for Rick. He's hoopy fruit. It's something that he says. I'm sure it's from some old sci-fi book. I can Google it.
It's like a cereal or something.
Hoopy fruit. I'm gonna look it up. But I'm sure it's like from a Douglas Adams book or something.
After credit bonus scene.
What's capital of Switzerland?
What is the capital of Switzerland? Is it Bern? No. I don't know. Well, I mean, it's not Zurich. It's not the capital. It's just the most popular.
No.
I don't remember.
It is Bern.
What? Why are you laughing? That's not what you do.
After credit bonus scene.
This new game is just as infuriating as I Am Groot.
It's pretty hard.
Surely this one doesn't rank as bad as Groot Sinks the Hits already. You've only played it once.
Well, yeah. It has the potential, though.
You don't like Groot Sinks the Hits?
It's so hard.
Oh, it's fun. I like it. I just
Thank you.
I like hearing John having to sing it. It's great. Sometimes I'll know it on the first go around, but I'm like, can you repeat it? Just because I want to hear it again.
After credit bonus scene.
All right, not bad. Got about an hour. Got about an hour worth of show. Probably less after I cut out my Whitney Houston karaoke night.
You're gonna cut that out.
I think you should leave it.
I think I will. We'll see.
You can't cut out the part where I'm like, those are two separate songs, right?
Definitely not cutting that out.
Excellent.